94.9 WOLX. And okay, we've been talking about it. It's real. I don't think people believed us. Jim, you and I even teased this yesterday saying, guess who's going to be here?
This is so cool. It's like
I can't wait to hear.
I know.
I cannot wait to find out who your special guest is.
And see, you can hear the voice now. It is Barry Williams.
Dun, 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 dun.
I know. There it is. Playing that too, Barry. Thank you.
Nice to be here. Very nice
my
to be
gosh.
Here.
Nice to have
it's
you.
It's going to be a nice weekend, as a matter of fact, I think.
For
it's going to be
area,
nice,
yes.
Nice and pleasant today and then raining tomorrow and Sunday, so everybody can come inside and hang out with us.
Okay, why are you here? What brings you to
Wizard World? Wizard World is bringing us here. Not just me, too, a whole group of people. We've got like 18 different stars from different walks of television and movies and people you're going to know. Star Trek. Bill Shatner.
Yes,
Bill Shatner's
of course,
coming. But also, Nichelle, is it Nichelle Williams? Nichols.
Nichols. Yes, I know who you're talking
people
about,
from Charmed and all kinds
how
of
how do you end up in the middle of Wizard World, though? Is this good? Do you like it?
Oh, sure. This is one of the best run events of its type.
Ah.
Wizard World, there are a lot of these kinds of cons that are out there around the country, but this is very, very well organized. They really take care of the fans. There are activities going on. There's entertainment going on, as well as the ability to take pictures and sign autographs. Then there are Q&A panels, and all of the celebrities at one time or another throughout the weekend will be give fans, and that's open to everybody that's there.
Sure.
A chance to ask questions and get the behind the scenes.
Well, and they can come and get autographs and photos with
photos,
you.
Selfies. They can bring their own things like albums and DVDs and CDs and things and have those signed as well.
How do they ask you to usually sign your autograph? I hope it's usually your real name, not Greg Brady.
Well, we do both. You know, sometimes it's Barry Williams and the Bunch, and sometimes it's Big Brother Greg, and sometimes it's GB, you know, and for my middle-aged girlfriends, it's just Greggy. Greggy.
Jim is Mr. like an age weirdo. Sometimes we'll talk about, oh, Jim, I feel so old. He looks the same, doesn't he?
You have an age since 1974.
Thank you.
Jim, what did you want to ask him about his upstairs in the Brady household?
We wanted to make you feel at home. We should have had some beads or something in here, maybe.
Yeah, you really should.
And you said the actual house is getting remodeled right now.
I do. You don't have the beads, but I do see the Christmas trees. It's like a very Brady Christmas in the studio
right now.
HGTV. Are you familiar with them?
Oh,
they do the home renovations.
HGTV.
Well, they've got a new series coming up next year called A Very Brady Renovation. And they're going to take the house that we see from the outside, and they're going to remodel it to look like it does on television on the inside. And I get to help build Mike's den.
No kidding.
With his architectural table and Greg's groovy attic.
Wow.
Now, do you ever watch GMA, Good Morning America?
Uh-huh.
Lara Spencer. Yeah. She is going to be working with me on developing the attic and the den space, and then we have different other cast members, because all six Brady Bunch kids. I'm still a kid. That's why I look this way.
You look terrific.
Because I'm still a Brady Bunch kid. And all six of us, together for the first time in 15 years, are going to kind of specialize in different aspects of the house. The girl's bedroom, the living room, the staircase, the horse on the coffee table, the dining room, the formica, the orange formica
orange,
in the
orange
chicken
room,
the green cabinets,
oh
all of
my
that
gosh.
Stuff. And so that's going to be going on all year. And then in September, we are celebrating the 50th anniversary of the first airing of The Brady Bunch, the pilot episode 1969. And that's when the series will come out. It'll be four to six episodes, depending.
Well,
and
that is something to
so
look
it's a lot of fun.
To.
So we're all together.
Oh, nice.
Was there really a rivalry between you and the Partridge family?
There still is.
there still is.
You know?
Uh-oh.
It's
all about Susan Day, isn't
it? Well, it's that and a little bit about Danny Bonaducci.
Oh, I hear you there.
Yeah,
okay.
I did a little boxing match with him. I'm still a little upset about.
Okay.
Nobody told me he was a triple black belt.
That would have been useful information.
This was like the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to me in my entire life.
Naughty mouth.
It's not even time.
Hey, can you stick around and would you help get a gift for one of our listeners out of Jolly Jim's sack this morning?
Absolutely.
All right.
Tis the season.
All right.
Tis the season.
Okay, let's get to that, Jimmy.
That is coming up here. Very.